Let's do it.
Catching up this afternoon ahead of a very important weekend of country music in London. Delighted to have with us Brian Kelly, who is part of the fantastic duo Florida Georgia Line. Good day to you, Brian, and welcome to England.
Hey, how's it going? Good to see you all, man. Thanks for having me.
You're very welcome. An original from the state of Florida, I believe, Brian.
That's correct.
And how are you liking London? First trip?
First trip for all of us, for Tyler and I, and man, we're loving it. It's beautiful here. We love it so much. We can't wait to actually come back, man. We haven't even played here yet, but we know that we're going to come back again next year already. It's a beautiful place. The fans have already shown so much loyalty and respect here, man. It's just, we're all about it.
Well, we'd love to see you just 200 miles north of where you are now, very close to the city of Liverpool, where many of your fellow countrymen, of course, emigrated from.
Yeah, absolutely.
And the origins of country music in this part of the world, because those early emigrants took with them the Celtic ballads, the religious hymns, and the very simple instruments that became country music. And if my research is right, Brian, you and Tyler both have your origins in music during church worship.
That's correct. We both got our start playing acoustic guitar and kind of getting going singing in church, absolutely, in high school.
And then moving on from university, and the fact is that where you realized you weren't going to make it as a baseball pitcher?
Yeah, I played baseball through high school, all through college, and I didn't get drafted, so I kind of knew that it was over, and I was looking forward to it in a way because I couldn't wait to get my focus only on music. You know, I had so many songs running through my head all through college, and you know, Tyler and I were just really focused on songwriting, man, and getting our music out there and trying to make as many fans as we could.
Because you guys came together in about 2010 in Nashville. Tyler from a hip-hop background.
Yeah, both of us actually, man. We both love hip-hop. We're both lovers of music, to be honest with you. We love Christian rock, rap, pop, all of it, man. We both grew up listening to the radio, all sorts of music, and you know, from day one we just really have tried to create our own brand, our own, you know, style of country music. I think, you know, there's so many legends in country music that have already done their own thing, so we've just tried to create Tyler and Brian FGL sound, you know, with the help of our producer Joey Moy. Man, he just helped us, you know, find our own sound, and our fans seem to love it.
Well, that sound is very different, and also the visual image is very different. We're not going to see any Stetsons, we're going to see very few baseball caps, and we've got a whole load of tattoos to see at an FGL gig.
That's right, man. We like our tattoos, and, you know, we don't wear hats on stage or anything like that, but, you know, and that's the cool thing. We're you know, Tyler and I are our own people, and, you know, that's just kind of where we're at, man. We've just, you know, we're not trying to be anybody else. We're not trying to do anything anybody else has done. And, you know, we grew up our own ways. I grew up in Florida. Tyler grew up in Georgia. And, you know, we've had a lot of different influences on our life. And we just try to, you know, when we're creating, let everything happen organically and naturally. And, man, God's been very good to us. Our fans have been amazing to us and very loyal. And they're the reason we're here, the reason that we've had any success. Country radio has been amazing to us. The media has been very, very good to us. So, very, very thankful for all the little pieces coming together to make this thing what it is.
This style that's come together that we know as FGL style, is this part of the deal with Craig Wiseman that you guys put together?
Yeah, Craig is one of our main guys, man. Craig has been one of the behind the scene guys and out front guys with us, man. He's helped us learn how to write songs even better. He's been there, you know, he's part of our amazing team that we have in place in Nashville. He's been there pretty much since day one, been a huge encouragement, learned a ton from him, and, you know, a lot to be said about our team in Nashville and on the road. You know, Team FGL, FGL is so much bigger than Tyler and I. We've had a lot of help along the ways from fans, like I said, media, everybody, you know, so we're very, very grateful for the help, and we worked our butts off, man, to get where we're at, and, you know, we don't take anything for granted. Not one radio spin do we take for granted. You know, we know our time is very precious, you know, and so we're going to continue to work hard, not let success define us, but motivate us.
And you did particularly well with Cruise. That you got two bites of the cherry with that one, the original that we played and really enjoyed here, and then it turned up in our general programming with The Cut with Nelly.
Yeah, that was crazy, man. You know, to have success that big with one version of it was blew us away, man. That song took us on a ride of our lives, and we're still riding that wave, no doubt. And then to have Nelly hop on that song was literally a dream come true, because we grew up listening to all his records. I mean, he changed the game in his own genre, and what he does, adding rap with melodies and harmonies and massive hooks, massive commercial hooks, you know. So that was a no-brainer for us to team up with him. He was interested, and we said, hey, yeah, let's do it. And literally 2 days later, when we heard that news, he sent it to us, and we were freaking out, man. We knew that our fans were going to love it, and it just made sense. I don't think, you know, if it was anybody else, I don't think it would have worked the way it did.
Well, I'll tell you, there's two other versions of it that work well. It works very well as an acoustic that I've seen you guys perform, but it also works really well with that video recorded at Joe's Bar in Chicago.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
That was a real rocking joint, and particularly good. And I've got to say, while I've got a chance to chat to you, many congratulations on the reworking of Friends in Low Places.
Oh, thank you very much. You know, that was a fun time. We were actually in L.A. about 2 years ago doing that, maybe not even 2 years ago, and that was kind of a last-minute decision. You know, we wanted to throw a cover in there on that acoustic session just for fun, and that was a song that we grew up loving, and we played in bars. We didn't do many cover songs as FGL, really. We just found that our fans wanted to hear us play our own original music and songs that we loved, and but man, Garth Brooks is a hero to us, you know, a huge influence on our live show, on our songwriting, our music in general. And so, I remember sitting in, we were playing, I think, Leno the day before the acoustic sessions, and our band was kind of running through it. We're like, hey, let's just go ahead and lay that thing down and see what happens. And they practiced it a couple more times, and we ended up doing it, and I think it worked.
It does work. I'll take it from me. It does work, and we play it here up at Coast.
That's Channel. Cool.
Madison Square Garden, New York. Sellout gig fairly recently.
Man, you get me goosebumps just hearing you say that. You know, people are still tweeting pictures from that night of Madison Square Garden, and their pictures, you know, reviews and stuff are still coming in. Man, we're just so blown away the fact that we were able to headline that, sell it out, and to share that with our our families were there, our girls were there, tons of fans were there, man, our team was there. I mean, that's just one of those bucket list things. That's pretty much at the top of the bucket list, you know. Just a magical night, really, for us.
And it's hard to sell country music in New York City.
Yeah, it is, man. You'd be surprised, the fans there are nuts, man. We love them. It's, every time we go to New York City, it seems to be, you know, more popular, and country music is just exploding. It's really special time right now.
It is. I think it was possibly down to having one of the major award shows up in New York City not too long ago. That's paved the way for getting the audience to trek out and have a look at a show.
I think so, absolutely.
Of course, 2015, Dirt is up for a CMA.
Yeah, absolutely. You know what? That song is so special to Tyler and I. We didn't write that song, but we knew it was going to be very special. Tyler and I have had so many life-changing events, monumental events on some amazing pieces of Dirt. We knew that our fans were going to connect to that song just like we had. And we knew that that had to be the first single from record two. People asked us how we're going to follow up Cruz and the success and things like that with that song. But, you know, Cruz put us on the map, and we said that, hey, once we heard Dirt, that's the song that's going to keep us on the map. That's the kind of caliber song that made us want to move to Nashville and be songwriters, you know? Listening to Garth Brooks, The Dance, The River, songs like that growing up, that's kind of what it took us back to and said, hey, that's FGL to the core right there.
Absolutely right. Getting back to the origins, but with a contemporary twist. The whole,
yes, sir.
The whole album's like that. I mean, the album Anything Goes is a fine piece of work.
Thank you very much. Really appreciate that. We, you know, we found ourselves from day one, Tyler and I, songwriting, you know, being in the room with other songwriters in Nashville and whoever we end up writing with, and even talking amongst ourselves when we write alone, you know, hey, there's no rules. Anything goes here. Don't let no limits, you know. Let's not just get stuck on the same cadence or the same lyric or whatever it may be. Let's dig a little deeper and push a little harder. And, you know, our fans, just like us, come from a lot of different musical backgrounds and love a lot of different types of music. So, you know, when we're creating, we just want it to be organic and natural and not try too hard. I think fans can tell when, you know, things are pushed too hard. But we just, you know, wanted to create an album that there's something for everybody. We feel like on Anything Goes there is. You know, if you want to be happy, you want to party, you want to go to church, you can listen to Confession or Dirt. If you want to miss somebody and be okay with it, you can listen to Like You Ain't Even Gone to get a little support, you know. There's some real life. Every song is real to us. We're living these songs out just like our fans.
Very much so. Well, if you believe it, there's a fair chance we'll believe it as well when we hear it.
That's awesome, man. That's what we love about our fans.
Now, I'm looking at your tour list. We've got London this weekend. We've got Dublin this weekend. Off to the rodeo at Houston. But the one that jumped out at me was June in Denver and hooking up with Luke Bryan again.
Ah, yeah. Stadium date. Yeah, we that's something that's been in the works for a while. You know, I don't think we've talked about it too much. But, man, we can't wait to be on the road with him again. We had an amazing 2013 with Luke. That was life-changing for us, getting to learn from him and get in front of his fans and create some memories, man. And anything we can do with Luke, we're all about it. So teaming up with him is going to be epic. We can't wait for our fans. We've got a lot in store for our fans.
Yeah, it's a very attractive lineup, yourselves and Luke Bryan. Looking back at some of the photographs, you can see the progress of Florida Georgia Line as the band's tattoos grow. Your tattoos are adding, and I'm assuming that they are fixed points in time that are very important to you. Tyler sadly can't be with us for this chat because he's not too good. Tell me, on his right forearm there is a very large tattoo of a dark-haired guy. Who's the dark-haired guy on his right forearm?
That's Tyler's late father that passed years ago.
What a lovely way to remember the man.
Yeah. Absolutely. You know what? Kat Von D, who's a famous, amazing, amazing tattoo artist, did that in L.A. I think maybe a year ago or so, maybe not even a year ago. But I remember when our publicist reached out to her, you know, Tyler said, hey, I want to get a portrait of my dad. We were all like, man, you better. That's a great way to remember him. And right there on his forearm, everybody can see it. He can see it every night playing guitar. Man, it gives me goosebumps talking about it. He's right there on stage with us every night.
That's good stuff. So the music of FGL, or Florida Georgia Line, to give you the full title, in London. Delighted to see you here. We want you up here in Liverpool next time.
Let's do it.
We want to see
you. We can't wait. It happened.
All righty. Let's work on that. Put a plan down and perhaps say a prayer at the right time. And while I've got you, can I congratulate you and your team on the tweet that you sent out on the 1st of March this year, which simply had style and class. Well done, sir.
Oh, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Brian, thank you for your time.
Hey, rock on. We'll see you soon. Hey, let's chat again sometime.
Take care. See you on the road.
Sounds good.
Bye-bye.